Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Peites. The last daf here in the sixth parak, Parak Kisi Hadam, the last amud of Kisi Hadam, beginning of Parak Yid Hanasha. Again, every parak here in this Masechta is its own world. And we finish up today, but it's in the last daf, Samagarata, and some other related issues relating to Kisi Hadam. So we'll start with Peches Mabez, a couple of lines up at the bottom. Amar Rava. Amaravas, we're speaking about the Afer and the Afar, because yesterday's Mishnah got into what exactly one is allowed to use for Kisi Adam, what type of material. And we had different drushes to include any material that could be planted in that allows for some type of smicha. That's what we discussed based on Sukkim. We had a machlokas. Beis Shammai says only Afar, but Beis Hillel included Afer as well. So related to that Afar and Afer, we have the Chazal of Rava, which we also know from Rashi quotes this Allah Torah. Amar Rava, b'schus amar Avram Avinu, v'anochi Avram ve'efer. B'schus that Avram Avinu said that I am like dirt and ashes in his bargaining with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's trying to defend stone. He says, I'm nothing, but I still need to say something. I still want to stand up. So b'schus that Avram Avinu said, I'm like Avram ve'efer, zachu banav l'shtei mitzvos. So therefore, his children were zochet to two mitzvos that relate to Afar and Efer. Afer para, the afar sota. The afer of the para aduma relates to the word afer, and afar of sota. There is a beautiful Beis Halevi, which we have mentioned a number of times. The Beis Halevi relates, why dafka these two? And what's the connection between afar and afer? Why dirt and ashes? Says the Beis Halevi in Parshas Vayera, Hishpal atzmo b'shtei aksavos, de afar me'olam lohaya bo tzura chashuva. Dirt never was anything, but it can become something. Because dirt is something that you could plant in. Dirt has no past, but it has a future. I could take dirt and plant in the dirt and use it. The afer and ashes is exactly the opposite. Ashes had a past, but has no future. The Afer Mikodim Hayabot Sura Rakshaata Eno Yakalasos Benamuma. But now you can't do anything with it to Eno Bargibel, the Eno Megadel Smachim. And it was a Dover Chashuv, but it won't be. So that's what Avraham Avinu was saying, is I'm a nothing. I have no past, I have no future. That's the Beis Halevi. The Zeo Shamar Alatzmo And that, so that itself is one aspect. And he says, but that also relates to the schar that one gets. Afer has no future, but Afer has a past. What does the Afer paraduma do? It gives you a future. Right, Afer Baduma is mitar you mikanal haba. Now it allows you to go and to be tahar and the karbanos, so going to the Beis Hamikdash. So Afer Avraham Avinu said, "I have no future." So the paraduma gives you a future. Afer sota, what is the dirt of the sota? Afer has no past. Right, it has a future. You can plant it. It has no past. Afer of sota gives back the past. It clarifies what happened in the past, and in that way allows the husband and wife to stay together, but again, it's all about the past. It's all about clarifying the past. Avar sodu levarer shahaisa mikodem ta'arata v'shnehem mida kenegen mida. And they're each mida kenegen mida, says the Beis Halevi, and that's the exact afar and afer, the past and the future. The Ben Yoyada also discusses here, interestingly, that why is it, he discusses why with the Lashon switched. Avraham Avinu said, Afer of Afer, and then the Gemara explains Afer first. Afer para and Afer sota. But after a couple of different pshatim, he quotes, V'nir li b'siyata d'shmaya, Mishum d'shtei mitzvos elu tzluyim enasim emaisa nisim. These two mitzvos are only through a nes. Right? How many other mitzvos or halachos do you basically rely on a miracle? V'ef sher below nes, how? Right? The Afer sota is obvious, right? That works through a nes. But even paraduma, Paraduma, it has to be, there was never an ol, there was never any type of burden on this animal. Shalo ala aleha ol. Umhecha no does that. How do you know that? Dilma ba aleha vehel aleha ol. Velo no delano. How do I know if a goy is selling me a paraduma? How do I know that it was never worked? How do I know they never had a saddle on the back of it? But the Medrash tells us that there's a special sign. And that yeshiva tells a story that there was a guy who wanted to play tricks. The Jew said, "I'm going to give you tons of money for this." He says, "Oh, come back tomorrow." And in between, he put an oil on it, and there's magic. What does it mean? There's certain hairs that stand up and they go down, and that's the siman, right? The Psikta says, "Sha'osak Hashem Baruch Hu b'maisa nisim sheish lo shtei saros b'tzavara zekufim v'im ala ala ol nechfafim." And they'll bend down. And that's what happened in that story. So that also works through Nes. Vo Nes Echad Imal Ala Ol Yu Eneha Mishuno Zumizu. Hari Nikarasai De Shei Nisim Elu. Vefer So De Gamke Nasa Api Nes. As we know, pointed out that the only halacha, mitzvah, process that really relies on a Nes. V'lachein Kiva Sheshtei Mitzvah Zelu Tzorach La'asos V'hem Nes. Shoel Avram Avinu, you know, wants these two Nisim. Mikam Makom Zachu De Shei Mitzvah Zelu Motzi Lem Makom Zchus. Dafka, we need a schus to get the other mitzvos, we do. But these mitzvos have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in these mitzvos, and therefore we need a schus. In what schus are we zocha to these mitzvos? So the Gemara says, b'schus Avram Avinu. V'chein gam mitzvos tefillin, yishvim davar skuli. V'gam bezman akadmon, maybe tefillin also, right? And that's the what the Gemara is going to say soon, that Avram Avinu was also zocher at tefillin and tzitzis, right? Tefillin, remember the Gemara, we're going to have it. They see our tefillin and they're awed. How are they awed? How does that work, right? With the Gemara, we quoted the story, Eil tefillin shebirosh, not Eil tefillin shealharosh. But again, tefillin also has a certain type of element. V'chein nimsa davar skuli, b'chut tcheles. Shafilu b'zman shalo yimsa tcheles. Im yisar adam b'dayto b'chut alav an givan shal tcheles. Yekabel ha'ara shal tcheles. Kenoda. Okay. V'lakach b'kish gam aleim tam shal schus. All of these have some type of magical element to them, and that is why they look for a schus. The Gemara looks for a schus dafka by these. The Afar Parah and the Afar. And the Afar, so again, there's a lot more. We go through all of the Ba'alei Agada on this also. Just maybe one more, and then we'll continue. Right, the Marsha here discusses what if Avram wouldn't have said this, we wouldn't have gotten these mitzvahs. What we would, if somebody became Tame, they would be Tame forever. They would never be able to become, Tahar. Well, Afshal Lafarish, he suggests, or by a woman would never be able to get back to her husband. So he says, no, without Avram Avinu saying it, maybe it just would have been much more difficult. But it would have been much more difficult. Hekshur taras tamei meis b'inyanim rechokim, asher mitzi'usam hayakasha. Bishar what Avram Avinu said, Hashem made it so easy. Zachu lios hekshur v'azoas tarasam b'inyanim asher kalim mitzi'usam, shem afar v'efer. Okay, it's hard to find a paraduma. But dirt and ashes, vaschuschu min adome ladome, shebeschush arba banochi afar betchilas yisira sa'adam, kimavur lakama zachul afar sota, sheizet hizka laholid ben ka Avram, v'chulu, and he continues. Maybe we would have got had the mitzvahs anyway, but there would have been different details much harder. In this way, it's just very easy, like there's a chazal that say that the animals that we have to bring for kabanas are also easily found, where Hashem doesn't demand unusual animals from us. Good, so that's the afar of the Sota and the Afer of the Paraduma. Asks the Gemara of Alechshov Nami Afer Kisi Adam. Right, that's what this has to do with this parak. What about Kisi Adam? Right, that also involves dirt in the mitzvah. What about Afer Kisi Adam? Hasam Hechsher Mitzvah Ika Hana'a Leka. There, it's involved in the mitzvah, but there's no Hana'a that I get from it. Yeah, Hechsher here doesn't mean Hechsher like we usually use the word Hechsher to mean preparatory stage. Is that what Hechsher means here? It means it's involved in the mitzvah, but you don't get any benefit. Right, paraduma makes you tahar, and mesota brings the husband and wife back together. Kisi adam just does the mitzvah. Meaning, even if I don't do kisi adam, the meat is not neser. Right, it's not that I didn't finish the shechita. With all the lumdus of kisi adam being gemar maisa shechita, as we've seen often in this parak, it doesn't mean that it's going to be usher without it. Rashi, hana leka b'mitzvah zu debalav kisi nami avi mishtri basar. The meat's still mutter. Interestingly, Gemara even has to say that. Aval be'efer, maybe, what was the havamina? What was the question? What about kisi adam? So, oh, there's no hana. So did the havamina think that there was hana? That maybe there would have been a havamina that without kisi adam, you didn't finish the shechita and the basar would be nasar? That would be an amazing havamina. Okay, it doesn't say what it is, but there is a question in the Gemara. The Gemara does ask, what about kisi adam? And it said, no, there's no hana. Interesting to think about what the havamin is. Aval be'efer para, Rashi continues, Ika anasha matarami tamaso, dilav efer in lotar olamis, and the offer soto also, obviously bring shalom and ishto, v'niksa, v'nizra, zara. So that's Rava about the two mitzvahs. The Amar Rava, Rava also says, Bishchar Shamar Rav Mavinu im michut v'atzruch nal, he tells the king of Sodom after he's offered all of the spoils, he says, I'm not taking anything from you, from a string to a shoelace. Zachu banav l'shtei mitzvos. So because Avraham Avinu also made this declaration, he was zochet to a chut, what's chut? Chut shel tcheles, and a strap. A strap is like the shoelace, right? Because in those days, they had sandals, right? It was really straps. Beretzua shel tefillin, right? And those are what we were zochet to because of all of this. Bishlama retzua shel tefillin, fine retzua shel tefillin, I understand that there is some type of hana'ah, as we just explained. Ksivaro kolamei aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha v'tanya b'lezer agadol omer elu tefillin shabarosh. Right, as the Gemara says in Brachas and Menachas, and here's the third time in Chulin and elsewhere, as the you see on the side elu tefillin shabarosh eluchut shel tcheles mahi. What hana do I get from the chut of tcheles? Right, what kind of pleasure is it that Avraham Avinu got this as schar? Chushot chelis mahi. So the Tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer, manishtana chelis mikol atzivonim. Why is chelis different than all the other colors? Why dafka is that color used? Mipnei shetcheles dome liyam, viyam dome lirakia, varakia dome leevin sapir. Right, because the chelis is dome liyam, dome lirakia. Right, not every chazal has this stage in it. A beautiful stone, veevin sapir dome lekisi akavet, and it's similar to the kisi akavet. Dechsiv. How do you know that? By year, nobody ever saw the Kisi HaKavod. The year Moshe Rabbeinu was told to hold on to the Kisi HaKavod in Masech HaShabbos. The year was okay. You saw Tachas Raglav V'Gomer V'Ksiv Kamara Le'Evan Sapir Demus Kisei. So you have the Kzira Shava type of idea, and that's how we know that it has a type of Hana'a, because it reminds me, it brings me up. Or Rashi says, maybe Rashi is bothered. What do you mean if it inspires me? Is that still Hana'a? So maybe that's why Rashi says at the end of Rashi Shatcheles, Ukshakarish Baruchu Mistakel Bekisi Akavit Shalo, Nizkar Bemitzvazu Shehi Kineged Kala Mitzvahs. When Hashem looks at the Kisi Akavit, Kaviyachol, whatever that means, Hashem is reminded and is Mahana us. Right? Because the other ones, there's a real Hana that we get. We become Tahar, and we become with our wives, and we become, the nations are scared of us. But our being inspired to remember the Kisi HaKavod, is that Hana? Every mitzvah should inspire us. So maybe that's why Rashi flips it around. Rashi says, somehow Hashem is Mistakel and it's Nizkar. He is Nizkar, but mitzvah zu, she connected kala mitzvahs. Right? We know the at least seven mitzvahs that are connected kala mitzvahs, tzitzis being one of them, the gematria of tzitzis 613, right, with the eight knots and the five knots and the strings, and the gematria of tzitzis, as Rashi quotes at the end of Parshas, at the end of Parsha Shlach. Again, a lot to talk about on these lines. The first line, Michud v'atzruch nal, so he gets Avraham Avinu v'zochet to the tcheles and the tefillin. So Rashi quotes this in Bereishis, in Parshas Noach, Tes Chav Gimel, the Mizrahi on the Rashi. L'kach zachu banav l'tala shal tzitzis. So first he quotes, first Rashi, Mida k'neged Mida, Hu kises ervas aviv. We know there's a different chazal that Rashi discussed in Parshas Noah. Right here, the chazal tell us that Avram Avinu was the one that brought tzitzis and tefillin. But if we look, remember, from Shem and Yefes, after Shem and Yefes covered their father, what happened? Hu kises ervas aviv, v'ashem kiso b'tala shal tzitzis. Because Shem was Mechase, his father, that's why he was zochet to tzitzis. V'chein yefes, v'beisha kisa gamhu, zachu banav l'kisi gufam, right in the times of Gogu Magog, me Gogu Magog. V'cham, shlochash, l'gilia, ervas aviv, so that's what he was repaid. So how do you put these two chazals together? Right, you have the chazal that say that we were zochet to tzitzis because of Shem, we zochet to tzitzis because of Avraham, right? Which was it? Right, how do you put these together? Yesh Lomar says the Mizrahi, the talish al tzitzis lachud, v'tcheles lachud. We know that the mitzvah of tzitzis has two parts, tcheles and lavan. So that's the difference. Bishum te kisuyo shal shem zochet shal talish al tzitzis. Right, shame was zochet to the mitzvah of tzitzis. The string, the white string, so to speak. That to be a mitzvah that we're surrounded and we wear, for surrounded by Kadosh Baruch Hu's signet. Umishum tibru shal Avraham zochet Yisrael lachud shal tcheles. Right, and that's the emphasis in our Gemara of the color. V'lovan v'tchilas him shnei tzivuyim afal pisha shtein mitzvah achas. Even though it's one mitzvah, right, the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah, but still, it is two aspects of the mitzvah. Two aspects of the mitzvah. If you remember, that's what the Rambam himself says, that even though you might think, usually the rule is, what is this, mitzvah yud gimel, mitzvah yud dalet, right, tzitzis and tefillin, even though the Rambam says usually, when dvarim har ma'akvin ze etzeh, that means it's one mitzvah. And dvarim she'ein ma'akvin ze etzeh, usually that means it's two mitzvos, right, dalet minim are ma'akvin ze etzeh. Lulav Esrog, Aravos, and Hadasim, they're Ma'akvin Zedzeh, usually that means it's one mitzvah, like by the Dalet Minim. And Ein Ma'akvin Zedzeh usually means it's two mitzvos, like Tillin. It's two mitzvos, then I'm Ma'akiv. If I only have a Shel Rosh, I put on the Shel Rosh. Ein Ma'akvin Zedzeh. Even though that's usually, but that's not always true. There's another type of Ein Ma'akvin Zedzeh, and that's what the Rambam says by Tzitzis. Tzitzis and Tchelos are non-Ma'akiv each other, Bisman Hazeh. Right, let's say, or somebody only has Tchelas, somebody only has Lavan, they're not Ma'akev each other, but it's one mitzvah. The Rambam says there's a different type of Ein Ma'akvin Zedzeh. He doesn't explain why, but the Mefarshim explain, because the Ein Ma'akvin Zedzeh, that it's two separate mitzvahs, like Tefillin means it's two independent mitzvahs. But Ein Ma'akvin Zedzeh by Tzitzis, or let's say by Chalitza, the Kriyas HaParsha might not be Ma'akev, the Rakika is a Machlokas, whether it's Ma'akev, the Chalitza is Ma'akev, the Chalitza is Hanal, but how could there be parts that are not Ma'akev? So, explain the Mefarshim, that's where a Ma'akvin means there's an Iker and there's a Tafel. There's an Iker of what you have to do and there's a Tafel of what you have to do. Not that it's too independent. It's Iker and Tafel. And the Tafel is not Ma'akev. But there could be one mitzvah. So that's what the Mizrahi says here. Even though it's one mitzvah, but there's still two elements, and in terms of agadata, we could link the tzitzis, the lavan, to Shem, and the tcheles to Avraham. V'yavagav, continues the Mizrahi, demidibur michut, ein lizchus ela b'chute tzitzis, mida kenegen mida v'lo litzavim shal tcheles, and even though from Avraham, michut, right, it just says chut, v'kal makom kiben demidibur michut, zachu l'chut, okay, and he continues along a little more with those details. If you look in the Levush's commentary, right? The Levush is most famous for his commentary on Shulchan Aruch. The Levush on all the different Dal Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, right? Based on that pasuk, Levush Malchus, Atera Zohav, I think on Yerodeya, Butzvar Gamon on Choshen Mishpat, right? The Levush, I think it's the cousin of the Ramah, but he also has a commentary on Rashi, from the same pasuk, Lahuda Maisa, O Rav Simcha Vazaz Mikar, Mordechai Yatzev, Lefnei Melech, Levush Malchus, Ateres, Vuzra Gaman, and it continues, his Sefer on Rashi is Levush Ha'ore, it's quoted in the Sfarim that have the early commentaries on Rashi. So, Devade, Bishchus Shem, Shekises, Aviv, Zachuban of Bichlal, Akisi, Talashal, Zitzis, Avaladayim, Shem was Zoche to it, but which son of Shem, which descendant of Shem was going to be Zoche to it? That's what Abraham was zochet to. Aval adayin lo yadina eze mi banav shari harbe banim hayalo ukshaba Abraham sheyagam ke mi banav shol shem v'yomer michud v'atzruchnal zacha sheyia oso aschus zacha bo shem aviv nitan lo levanav levado v'ylaps kusos shol shem, but without shame lo hayazoche banav shol Avraham avinu l'mitzvos gadol kol kach b'ksus sheish b'kav gadol. So they had to work together. Shame got it into his family, but which part of his family that was Avraham Avinu. And then the Maharal also in the Gemara talks about it. I'm not going to read the Maharal's shot, but that is the Mefarshim on Rashi. The Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas discusses this Chazal from a halachic perspective of Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'Yarmi Mecha Elu Tfilin Sheberosh. Right? So he uses this, fascinating, to teach us, to remind us, not in the Gemara, we know that almost every halacha, the Mishnah tells us in Megillah, a mitzvah Shevayom is kasher kol hayom. Maybe the chachila should be done after sunrise, but b'dieved, almost everything can be done from Amud HaShachar. You can daven from Amud HaShachar, Megillah b'dieved is from Amud HaShachar, everything is from Amud HaShachar. So why is there a special time for tzitzis and tefillin, Misha Yakir? Right? Why out of all the mitzvahs? Why is that? Are those the only two mitzvahs that have their own time that you can't do from Amud HaShachar? You can daven, but you have to wait. Says Rabbeinu Yonah there in Brachas and Avdal and Mabez and Dafi Arif, because those two have Re'iyah connected to them. Right? Tefillin, right here. Kishem Hashem Nikra, Alech of a Yarbi Mecca, the nations are going to see you. And of course, sis is a re'isim also. Right, because re'ia plays a role by those two mitzvos. Says Rabbi Yehuda, "V'atam betalu elu b'shiyiras chaveiro." Why is it by these two? Yiras chaveiro, mishum de betfilin k'siv re'ia t'chsiv ro'ol kalamei aretz v'chulu. And he quotes it. V'tzitzes shemitzvos abayom k'diyalach mikro de re'isim oso. Efshar shezman haschalasa hu gamke mishiyiras chaveiro o efshar shezmano mishiyaker ben tchilas shaba v'lovin shaba mipi mori harav. Rabbi Yehuda quotes that in Brachas. Dalad on my base. Good. One more, maybe point on, maybe two more point on tzitzis. Again, these are famous and crucial defining chazals. Right, the Arachayim HaKadosh talks about the mitzvah of tzitzis at the end of Parshas Shlach, and based on the Rashi. Rashi in Parshas Shlach already tells us where the word tcheles comes from, possibly. Rashi relates it from the tuf and the shin switching, from the word shachul, the meaning barren. Tcheles is a reference to Makas Bechoros, Rashi says, at the end of Parshas. Shlach al shem shikul Bechoros, targum shal shikul tichla, umi makas amaisa balayla, v'chein seva tcheles domol rakia hamashkul leis erev. Right, that's Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Right, is it like the sky in the middle of the afternoon, sky at night? Right, Rashi says here, it's like at the sky towards the evening. Mashkaleis Erev, that's the black, that's the zicher and the black stripes on the talus. Right, that's Rashi. Ushmona chutim shabak and shmona yamim v'chulu. But the Rashi already notes connected to the Makas Bechoros. So why Dafka tzitzis connected to the Makas Bechoros? Why Dafka was tzitzis given right at the moment of Yitzias Mitzrayim? It's interesting. Right, we know that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim that we fulfill every day, that's found at the end of the paragraph of tzitzis. Right? Why dafka is that true? What's the connection of zechiras yitzias mitzrayim dafka to the mitzvah of tzitzis? Right? We fulfill it by reciting this paragraph. So says the Arachayim HaKadosh, and Rav Soloveitchik also quoted this Arachayim and expanded upon it, because he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos that tells us that there is something in Hilchah Shabbos, in the Malacha of Hotza'ah, that the Gemara calls a Kavla da'avda. The Kavla da'avda. What's the Kavla da'avda? There was a certain type of signet that slaves used to wear. Right, we might be able to relate to it as the Jewish star. Right, in the most recent terrible time period in Jewish history that took place. And what was that? That was to show, that was to stamp us that we are avadim. That was our identity as avadim had a Jewish star. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, we must have had a Kavla da'avda in Mitzrayim. Right? We don't have any record of it specifically, but we must have had a Kavla da'avda in Mitzrayim, because that's what they must have done for us, made us wear. But tzitzis, what happens right after we came out of Mitzrayim? Hashem gives us a new Kavla da'avda. Right? Tzitzis are our identity as Avdei Hashem. Our identity. And maybe that's why it's not as mechuyev, right, in the same way as tefillin are, if you wear a four-corner garment, because it's about avdos that's supposed to be accepted upon themselves. Right, it's not one that's going to be forced. It's obviously a reason why tzitzis is formulated in terms of the chiyuv in that way. But that's what the Gemara says in Shabbos. Nav nun zayin amaveis kavla da'avda. Rashi there says chosam she'osan le'eved b'chusso le'simin ochacha shu eved, to show that he's an eved. Right, that's the kavla da'avda of the what they used to wear. And Rav Soloveitchik writes, upon achieving their freedom on the night of the Exodus, they defiantly removed these seals. In exchange, they were to wear a new seal, tzitzis v'tcheles, indicating that henceforth they were to serve God, their new master. Right? That was the new, that's why tzitzis is connected, dafka tzitzis mitzrayim, dafka tzitzis, exactly as, just at the moment that they went out, because, this is what's going to remind us our new identity as Avdei Hashem. And one final thought, and then we continue with Amar Rabbi Abba. Again, there's so much here. One final thought in Rabbi Avram Shur, in his Haggadah, we quoted this a number of years ago, in the Haggadah Shir, he writes, at the end of the Haggadah, we have a very famous and unusual song, the Echon Miyodea song. Right, what's the message of Echon Miyodea at the end of the Seder? So people talk about Berchad Gadya, people talk about all different messages, why Dafka Echen Miyodea. So he quotes two Gemaras. One Gemara he quotes us here. How Tzitzis, Tcheles, reminds us of the Yam, Rakia, Kis Yakovet, which by the way reminds us that in Yahadus it's not just about jumping steps, right? It's not that I do something and I see a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? It's step by step. The Yam, the Rakia, it's not straight to the Kisya Kavod. But the Gemara says here that if we see the color, that'll remind us ultimately of spiritual pursuits. So how does this work with the other Chazal, where Chazal tell us that a man should not be looking at the colorful begadim of a woman, even if she's not wearing them, because it can lead to improper thoughts. It doesn't say there that tchelas begadim are not included. Right? So what's the difference between looking at big de isha, tzivonim, that will lead to improper thoughts, and looking at tchelas will lead to proper thoughts? So explains the halakha valibuv, it depends what you're doing the rest of the day. Right? If somebody is involved the rest of the day in dvarim shebekdusha, so then when they see blue, they'll see, Yam, Rakia, Kisya Kavod. That'll remind them. Whatever they see, they'll have on their spiritual glasses, so whatever they see, they'll think, right? Remember the story that we've quoted for Shlomo Zalman. He sees skyscrapers. Skyscrapers? Wow! Do you know if a baby boy is born on the third floor and the 100th floor at the same time, they can have Rishmila on different days? He saw skyscrapers, he saw Hilchas Mila. Right? But, Rachmana Latzlan, if somebody's involved in other things, then they see Big Dei Tzivonim, so then that can lead to improper thoughts. By the end of the Seder, after a couple of hours while we've been involved in spirituality, whatever we hear should make us think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, five? Oh, Chamisha Chamshei Torah. Right? 10, that's Arsa Dibris. Anytime we hear a number, we should be thinking of something that relates to Torah and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the siman. That's the symbolism, the semel, of singing that song at the end of the Seder, because that's the state that we're supposed to be in. To be only thinking about those types of thoughts. Okay, Amar Rabbi Abba, we continue. Kasha Gezel HaNe'echal. Difficult is Gezel, if I stole something and I already consumed it. Right, it's very difficult, because how do you give it back? Shafilu Tzadikim Gemurim Enechol Nach Zero. Even great Tzadikim can't give it back. Shene'emar Avram Avinu, continuing the sentence that he said before, he tells the king of Sodom, I don't want to have anything. Whatever my na'arim, the people who came and fought with me ate, so they're okay. They're okay. So that's why they're allowed to have it. The Mefarshim talk about was that Gezel? He really was allowed to have all these things. Right? It was just that he himself treated it ki'ilu as Gezel. But even Lechurma, that Avraham Avinu treated as Gezel, you know, he said, I'm not paying back what was already taken. Just shows you how difficult it is, but again, because Avraham Avinu treated as Gezel, but Meikar Adin, it was not Gezel, right? We've quoted in the past also the Chavetz Chaim on this line, in the Chavetz Chaim ala Torah, that Avraham Avinu really, it was a Chumra. Really, it wasn't something Meikar Adin. He was like Kibush Melchama, he's allowed to eat from the spoils. What was the problem? But the Chavetz Chaim explained, if anybody ever wants to be Machmir on your own time and benefit and expense, and toes. Don't step on somebody else's toes to be machmir. Avraham Avinu said, I'm not taking anything. The people that were with me, that's okay. Right? They're allowed to take what they want, and that's a message that we learned from Avraham Avinu about Chumrah, right? Lulamdenu shala atzmo hechmir Avraham Avinu biyosir, lubili lehenos bimelech stone. Ulam binogea lina'arim, va'anashim shahalchu ito, lahem lo hechmir, hem yichu chelkam. Lulametcha shershus biyad kalecha lahachmir la'atzmo, v'lo Lola, right? So that's the Chavetz Chaim on Chumrah. Good. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rav Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Kol Makom, Shadam Mosi, Dvar Shul, Rabbi Lezer, Bino, Shel, Rabbi Yossi, Aglili, Bahagada. Whenever you hear him, whenever you hear this rabbi, say something in Agada, Asei Aznacha Ka'afar Cheses. Make your ear like a funnel, meaning open wide and let it come in. Open wide, come in. He gives a great Agada Shir. And what did he say? Lo meirubchem mikol ha'amim chashak Hashem b'chem. Right? Not because you are so many and numerous does Hashem desire you. Right? As Moshe Rabbeinu says in Dvarim. Right? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying? Not just the pashup shot of we are not numerous, but Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYisrael. Choshkani b'chem shafilu b'shah shani mashpia lachem gedula atem ma'atan asbachem lefanai. Right, not me rubchem, but also not just from your small numbers, but you make yourself small. Right, atem mamatem atzbachem lefanai, you make yourself small in my eyes. Right, Rashi says lo me rubchem lefi she'ein atem marbim atzmachem ela mamatin leficha chashak bachem ki atem hamaat mamitin atzmachem ba'anova. Right, that you in humility. Where do we see that? So it's great that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us all the credit. It's really only two of the greatest leaders of all time. Says, I love Bnei Yisrael because they make themselves small. Look what Moshe and Aaron did, and Avram. Okay, we get the credit because You know, there are our ancestors. Atem amitam atzbachem lefanai, nasati gedula la'avraham, amar lefanai v'anochi afra v'efer. Rav Aviva said, I'm nothing, I'm dirt, an efer. L'moshe v'aron amar v'nachnuma. Right, that the Moshe and Aaron, what are we? V'nachnuma, what are we? L'david amar v'anochi tolas v'loish. David said, I'm a worm. What am I? In Tehillim. Avlov de'gachavim ein ankein. Throughout the generations, the leaders of the other nations, they have the opposite view. Nasadik dula le Nimrod. Nimrod, Hashem gave dula to all of these people, and they all, right, Avraham and Moshe and Aaron and David all recognized that it was a gift. It wasn't them, themselves. But Nimrod was giving dula amar have nivne lanu ir. Let's do it. Let's go up. Let's challenge God. L'paro amar mi Hashem. L'sancherav amar mi b'chol Elohei ha'aratzos v'gomer. Who is as great as me? Sancherav said. L'nevuchanetzar amar a'aleh al bamasei av. Right, I will go up on the high platforms. L'chira melech tzur amar moshav Elohim yashavti b'lev yamim. So that's, they all thought of themselves as great and arrogant. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not interested. He gave them Gdula for various reasons, right? To be tools in the greater scheme of things, right? A number of times in Nevi'im Achronim, the Navi in Yirmiyahu, in a number of places, the Navi describes how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to use them as tools, but they went beyond and they acted independently. Right, and that's the Ramban in Sefer Bereishis, where the Ramban discusses on the Bris Ben Abasarim, why were the Egyptians punished in the end? Right, if after all it was supposed to happen, it was already forecast. So the Ramban discusses because they went way past that they were supposed to do. What was Nigzar? Right, Yates. Right, Shibud was Nigzar, but torture was not Nigzar. And the fact that they did torture, that shows that they weren't just fulfilling the mitzvah of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted and acting as a tool. Right, but they were going way beyond, and therefore they were punished. So again, when they think that they themselves have some type of maila, Nebuchadnezzar, Sancherev, all of them, that shows that they don't realize the greater scheme of things, that they're not tools, they're just doing it themselves, and that's the problem. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu loves Am Yisrael, so we get the schuyos of our great leaders, but obviously we have to follow in their footsteps. Amar Rabbi Vitim Rabbi Yochanan, Gadol Shene'emar b'Moshe v'Aaron Yosim ha'Shene'emar b'Avraham. And Moshe Aaron even has a greater level. Dilu b'Avraham k'siv anochi avra v'efer. At least dirt and ashes are something. They exist. Dilu b'Moshe v'Aaron k'siv v'nachnu ma. What are we? Nothing, right? Not even avra v'efer is said. If we look in the Nefesh HaChaim in his Sefer, in Shar Gimel, which is the one that's most often learned, that's the one about mostly a lot about Talmud Torah. But Shar Gimel, Perek Yud Gimel, so the Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Yivalajin, discusses these different levels. Amnam, he says, Zeh haya inyan avodas ha'avos kol yemehem. Kihema binor ost sitkasam betaros kushas libam haya medabkim machshav ten lorzono yisbarach. They were connected to Hashem through their machshava. Kol yemehem b'li hefsegrega. Right, without being mafsik. Ubitlu bird sonam kalakocho sheba olam. Ula efes vatohu nechshivu etzlam. Velachain zacho gam lenisim nifloim. Beshidun ma'arachas tziv'ehem. They were connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Avos. Amnam adregas Moshe Rabbeinu haisa od yosir gavoa. Moshe Rabbeinu was even greater than the Avos. Kamoshe ida Torah. Velokam navi, like the Torah says at the end of the Torah. Nobody was ever like Moshe. Etzem chilik madregaso mi madregasam ber hu yisbarach ba'atzma. Hashem himself explained the difference. Where did he explain the difference? The beginning of discussing, he quotes it from Dvarim, but it's also elsewhere. Va'ani Hashem vo'era la'avram b'kel shakei shmi Hashem lo nadati lohem. Vo'inyan, right from Va'era. Hu etzem achilik shenizbar lomala ben Hashem elokim l'shem havaya barachu. Ki al haro be'inyan hasogas ha'avos matzinu nomar Hashem elokim. Ho Elokim Asher Salcha Vosai Lefanav, Ho Elokim Haroa Osi, it says by Yaakov Avinu at the end of Bereishis. Elokim is the name that's usually used. V'chein anachnu koram oso Yisbarach Elokei Avram, Elokei Yisrach, Elokei Yaakov. It's Elokim. The name of Elokim is associated with the Avos. We don't say Elokei Moshe. Right? Elokei Avram Yisrach V'Yaakov. Kamo Shekzati La'el, Shalosh Gicho, Shum Koch V'inye Bolam Klau. Amnam hasagas nivuasam lahaisa bebitul hakochas mitzusam lagamri. They weren't totally non-existent when they were connected to Hashem. And that's how you could say, Elokei Avram, Avram still exists. The God of. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Kel Shakai, Shinyano Gamkin, Inyan Hashem Elokim, Shani Bal Kochos Kulam, Vechulu. Ava Moshe Rabbeinu, Haisa Hasagas Nevuaso Be'inyan Bechines Hashem Be'etzem Hamiyuchar Havaya Baruchu. Yurke Vavke, that shame, says Reb Chaim Yivalazhin, I guess somewhat Kabbalistically, does not leave room for any other existence. Haya Hove V'yia. Yurke Vavke, how can you connect to that name? Only if you're nothing. Only if you're this total bittul. Again, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, we can't even fathom their level. But there was still a mitzius, and therefore it can be Elokei Avraham and Elokim along with. Yudke Vavke is never associated with a human being. Except Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu. V'lachein lo hayelo shum koach chotzeitz b'fnei or hasagas nivuaso. Right, there was no mechitzis. V'chein ha'ide kol nisei Hashem shenasu al yado. Ro kulam bitul mitzias kolakochas lagamrei ve'ein od milvado yisbarach lagamrei kemashma'a. And he says, and that's what's mentioned at the end of Perek Yisi Adam. Gadol shnemar Moshe v'Aaron yod v'shnemar Avram. Avram is at least sofer v'efer. Moshe Rabbeinu is v'nach numa. It says Moshe and Aaron, right? Somebody's about to ask. It says Moshe and Aaron. So what about Aaron? Maybe Aaron piggybacked with Moshe. Question. Ki avra v'efer al kalpanim misra'e adayin l'mitzias afar. Ava Moshe Rabbeinu amar v'nach numa. Ki'ilu ein shum mitzias pa'olam klal lagamrei. Parentheses. V'yim ki gamas Aaron kala lito bezos habachina. Ukamaram gadol shnemar Moshe v'Aaron. Lefisha tlunas Yisrael hoisa al shneyem heshivam balashen rabim. Moshe Rabbeinu answered in both because they complained to both of them. But really the Iker was Moshe Rabbeinu. He was really the Madrega. He was really the Madrega. Okay, that's Nefesh HaChaim, Gimel, Yud Gimel. There's others. He also talks about this in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, beginning of his commentary Pirkei Avos in the Ruach Chaim, where he talks about Moshe Kibbutz Torah Sinai, Umisaral Yoshua, right? Kibel Torah. Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. So that's also, Kibel is a Lashon of total Hisbatus, right? And that's where he talks about this, the same idea that he has there on Benach Numa. Misara, there's a more of an involvement on by both parties. Good. Weiter. V'amar Rav Avitam Rav Yochanan, Ne'ola Miskayim Ela B'shul Moshe V'Aaron. The world is Miskayim for Moshe and Aaron. K'sif Hach V'Nach Numa, V'ksif Hasam Tola Eret Al-Bali Ma. Not exactly Xer Shava, but you have the Ma in there both. Right, Hashem holds the world up. Al-Bali Ma, so Ma, the people who said Ma. Amar B'Yila, Ne'ola Miskayim Ela B'shul Misha Bolem Es Atzmo B'shas Mariva. The world exists by the one who swallows his words and doesn't react and argue at a moment of argument. Shenemar toleretz abalima. Rabbi Yavo amar, mishemesim atzmo kemisha eino. Someone who is mevatel themselves. Shenemar umitachas zroos olam. Right, also tachas zroos olam. What does that mean? Under zroos olam, Rashi says, umitachas misha nidras tachas hakol hu zroos olam. Mitachas, if I allow myself to be under and stepped on, so then zroos olam, I keep the world up. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, my dechsev haumnam elem tzedek tedaberun meisharim tishpetu bnei adam. So what does that refer to? Ma umnaso shal adam ba'olam hazeh yasim atzmo ki'ilem. What is the avoda of a person in the world? Make yourself like a mute, meaning not to answer at a time of argument. That's the reference to Elam in the beginning. Yochal afal divrei Torah. You might think even for Torah, tamalomar tzedek tedaberun. Right. You know when it comes to tzedek, the righteous Torah, then tedaberun. Right. When we have in Pirkei Avos the matzah ziguv yosem ishtika, that's not referring to Talmud Torah. Yochal yegis daito. You might think of yourself as great. Tamalomar meisharim tishbetu bnei adam. So that's how you the reference and the remez in that. In that whole phrase. Meaning when it comes to everything else, then it could be Sheka. When it comes to Torah, so then, right, there should be an overflow. Should be overflow. A Rebbe, right, the Chazal give the mashal of a Rebbe and a Talmud to the cow. Yosem imashe egel rotze linok ha para ratza lahanik. right? Even more than the calf wants to nurse, the mother wants to give the milk. And right, there's a need. There's a need. Rav Schachter quotes this in Nefesh HaRav about Rav Soloveitchik on page Chav Zayin. He quotes Rav Soloveitchik, always you felt the weight of the Mesorah. Rabbeinu Hirgish Ba'atzmo is Chovas Hagdola Limsar La'achirim. Es Kolos Amesar Hagdola. Shekibelo Mirabosav. V'lafichach, here Be'lahagit Shirim B'drashas B'kama Mesechlos L'shoz Aruchos. Right, he used to give hours and hours of shiurim. He quotes the Gemara Pesachim. The other Mashiach was a lino, kapur was a lanik. The Zohar ani heich kishchati lil mod. He says he used to give shiur two shiurim on one day of the week, two shiurim on another, and each shiur was 2+ hours, one after another, 5 hours. That night he used to give a shiur in a shul for a couple of hours. The next morning he gives the same shiurim also 4 or 5 hours, then go back on a plane. Anyway, so just doesn't stop because you feel the mesorah and the need to give and to be marbitz Torah. Amar Rav Zi Rav Yitim Rav Avayirmiya Bachasin Ba'afar Irani Dachas. Getting back to halachas of what you're allowed to cover with. You could cover with dirt of an Irani Dachas. So we think at this point, what does that mean? The Havamin is that you could use the ashes after it was burned. So we think it's not so meduyik. Afar, what it really means Afar. So Gemara says, V'yamai Yisirei Ananinu. What do you mean? It's Asar Bana. Right? It's Tel Olam. Can't use the ashes of the paraduma. So if you can't use it for it's also by us, you can't use it for kisi adam. So two answers. Number one, amar ziiri lo nitzcha el afar afra. No, it doesn't mean the ashes. It means the afar afra. It means the hard dirt on the underneath, like after you burn, but it's just like the karka that's underneath. That's not really a part. Dechsiv es kol shalot tikbots al tokur chava v'sarafta mishena mechutz al kvitza v'sreifa. What's usur? Anything that you gather and burn. Yatzazeh, excluding the dirt, the hard dirt, shemechusar tlisha kvitza v'sreifa. Right? That's not included in what you have to burn from the irani dachas. And the second answer is no. For Rava Amar, no. Even if it's usur b'hana. For Rava Amar, mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. So we know, famous halachic principle, mitzvos are not given over for hana. Rashi is usually quoted, Rashi and Rosh Hashanah. But Rashi says the same thing right here. Rashi, here. Says Shah Mitzvah Shinitnu li Yisrael Lo Lehanos Nitznu Lahem. It's not exactly the same words, but the same idea. Lo Lehanos Nitznu Lahem. For Lo Lashem Hana Nitznu Lahem. It wasn't given to us for the benefit of them. El Xeris Melech Hu Alehem. It's Xeris Melech or Ol, Rashi uses elsewhere. It should be looked at as a burden, not in terms of Oi, it's a burden. But that's how it is halachically defined. The Ritva in Rosh Hashanah also uses the lashon of Diafal Gav Deikas Schar Mitzvos Bahayalma. Even though you might say some mitzvos have schar or Richas Yamin, whatever it is, Ein Hanaas Hahu Im Asiyas Hamitzvah Mamish. Right, that's not with the Asiyas of the Mitzvah. Sheyenehu B'Shas Asiyasa. It's not that you get Hanaa from the action. Elasha Ma'isa Gorim Lo Tova. The action gives you Tova later on in your life. Right, that's not called hana. V'alo chashiva hana b'isuri hana elok shahana miguf hadavar ha'aser. Hana means where you get hana from the item. Right, you get hana from a mikvah. You get hana from an item. V'yavo b'ish writes in the even though let's say by a mikvah, it also gives you hana from tuma tatara. V'chulu, and he continues again. This is a big, huge halachic discussion. Does it apply to Mrs. Darabanan, Mrs. Daraisa, the Baal Hamar, and other? Other sugi is the Eglay Tal. It doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. Their mitzvah is Nitan Lehanos. Right? That's different category of mitzvahs. Good. Yasa Ravina Bakamal Hashmaitza. Isa Rev Rechumila Ravina. Rev Rechumi Yas Ravina. 1 second. Is it true? Mitzvah Lavalhenos Anu. Shofar Salvodos Gochavim Lo Yiskabo. You cannot use a shofar of Avodah Zarah. My Lavim Taka Lo Yasa. Well, doesn't that mean that if you did use it, you weren't Yotzei? Kash on Rava, because that kind of shows that the mitzvah is lahanos. Lo, imtaka yatsa. No, you're yotzim in the yevin. Lulav shabbos kachavim lo yitav imai lav imnatal lo yatsa. Lo, imnatal yatsa, bid the yevin. Vyatanya, taka lo yatsa, natal lo yatsa. We have a brisa that you're not yotze with these items of avodah zarah. Amravashi yach yashto. Okay, wait, there's a difference. Hasam. Over there, shiura baninan vavodes kochavim kitusim echle shiura. Buy a mitzvah that you need an item. So then, if the item is considered burned, so then it's not there, halachically. Right? The destiny impacts the present status. That's not just about hana'a. Hacha, koma demechtas ma'ali lakisui. Over here, you need to cover. So what? It's crushed? It's considered crushed? Okay, that's fine. Right? You can use that for Kisi Adam. You can use anything for Kisi Adam, as we mentioned. Almost all things. Therefore, it wouldn't be a problem, even if it was us. Good. Hadral Kisi Adam, Baruch Hashem, Rabosai, we start the world of Gid Hanasha. This is a jam-packed perek, a lot of Inyane Kashrus, right? It goes all the way. The next two prakim, Gid Hanasha and Kalabasar, are the two prakim in Chulin that deal with Kashrus, right? This goes 13 blot or so, Tzadi Til Davkuf Gimel Amid Beis, Til Kalabasar, but we get to Kashrus through Gid Hanasha, which again is a detail of Hilchos Shechita, and Treifus v'chulu. As we know, the Gid Hanasha is awesome from Parshas Vayishlach. Gid Hanasha, we'll talk about that a little more on Daf Kuf, right? Exactly when it started, the Isser. Gid Hanasha, Noeg Ba'aretz v'b'chutz la'aretz. B'fnei Abayis v'shalo b'fnei Abayis. B'chulin u'bo Mekdashim. It applies all over, right? During the times of the Beis HaMikdash, right? By Chulin and by Mekdashim. V'noeg b'behema u'b'chaya. Right, Behema and Chaya, unlike Yisi Adam, which was not by Behema, B'yarech shel yamin u'b'yarech shel smol. Tanakama holds both sciatic nerves, both Gid Hanashas, the right and the left. It doesn't apply by a bird because a bird doesn't have a kaf. What's a kaf? It's a certain part of the bone that is rounded, right? It has a gid, but it doesn't have the kaf. It doesn't have that circular, rounded, spoon-like bone, and therefore the bird, there's no Gid Hanasha by oaf. V'noeg b'shalil, this we have already had quoted in the fourth parak. Right, it applies, this Isser Gid Hanasha applies to a fetus. The Gid Hanasha of a fetus, it applies. The Gemaras will say that's according to Shita's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the one that says, there's no halacha ben pekua when the animal's alive. Because if the animal's found alive, 9 month old, then it needs Shechita by itself. So according to Rabbi Meir, it's a real behema. But to Rabbi Meir, a real behema needs Isser Gid Hanasha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain't a noeg b'shalil. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's no Isser by shalil. The chelba mutter, and its chelev is also mutter. It's not called chelev, according to Rabbi Yehuda. They not tavachan neman on a Gid Hanasha. Divrei Meir. Meir says the butchers are not neman on a Gid Hanasha because it's very hard to get it out. Right? So they're going to say they got it out even if they didn't get it out. To get out every little inch. Vacham omrim nemanim alav yala chelev. Chacham say no, they are believed on it and on the chelev. We'll have to see what this is about. The Sefer HaChinuch mentions in Mitzvah Gimel that Gid Hanasha is a zecher to all the difficulties that Jews have in Galus all these years. Gid Hanasha reminds us that even when the enemies fight us, they might cause us to limp a little bit. But ultimately, Kadosh Baruch Hu is gonna be there for us. Vayizrach lo Hashemesh, right? The sun will eventually come out. Mishar Shem Mitzvah Zu says the Chinuch, Kedei Shetehei Remez Li Yisrael, Sha'af Al Pi Sheyizvelu Tsaros Rabos Begolios, Miyada Amim Umiyada Bnei Esav, even though we have much tzaras, sheyu betuchim shelo yovedu. We should realize and have bitachon that we will not be lost, ela la'olam ya'amod zar'am v'shmam. V'yavo lohem goel v'yigalei mi'atzar. Gid Hanasha gives us hope. Gid Hanasha reminds us, ultimately, u'bizichram tamid inyan zeh al yad ha'mitzvah shetiyah lezikaron ya'amdu be'emunasam v'zikasam lo'olam. V'remezeh, because the Malach fought with Yaakov, and he wanted to be Oker Yaakov, and he caused him to limp, but ultimately what happened, Ulbasov TLM Yeshua, Kamosha Batina Ba'ach, Zarchalo Hashemesh, Lurfuaso, Venosha Manatsar, Kain Yizrach Lano Hashemesh, Al Mashiach, Vyurpeinu, Mitzarenu, Vigalenu, Amen, Vimir Yamenu, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Right? That we find in the Rishonim, sometimes when they mention Mashiach should come, they can't stop themselves. Right? It's not a new thing that we end off. Vimir Yamenu, Amen. Right? The Chinuch did it right here. Kain Yizrach Lano Hashemesh, Al Mashiach, Vyurpeinu, Mitzarenu, Vigalenu, Amen, Bimheira v'yameinu. That's what he says right here. And in the footnotes, he quotes the Midrashim that also this is connected to. Rav Moshe discusses, interestingly also, that this could be the only zecher that we have that makes us not do something. Almost every time we have a zecher, it's to do something. Make kiddush and eat matzah and anything. Zecher. Maybe zecher l'churban, we're not allowed to do certain things. Maybe that too. But Rav Moshe says that's the zecher. Zecher here is that we are, it's a zecher shel iser, not a zecher shel maisa. Interesting. Okay. Says the Gemara. Mukdashim shita, it's obvious. Why shouldn't Gid Hanasha apply to hektish? Right? The tzlach here discusses, why don't you say asi docha losa say? The asay of eating hektish is docha, the losa say of Gid Hanasha. Right, the Tzlaf, the Rebbe Yehuda discusses that here. So he says, well, maybe he gets into the discussion of Asay Lefnei HaDibur and Alos Asay La'achara, or an Asay La'achara Dibur and Alos Lefnei HaDibur. Right, the Chassam Sofer says, no, maybe there's no Mitzvah Asay when it's the Gedan Asha. Right, maybe it's Hagufa. Right, there's no Mitzvah Asay because you're eating the Gedan Asha. Good. Mukdashim Shita, but either way, it applies, we know, to the Hector. Should the Akdashi Pakal Isser Gidmine? I have an animal. I was Makdashit. The Gedan Asha was Usser before I was Makdashit. So it disappears once I'm makdashit. V'chitema yesh begidim beno sein tam. And if I want to say, wait, maybe this is the chesh. Yesh begidim beno sein tam. We're going to have a machlokas tanam later on. Whether the gid has a good taste or not is aser. Is it because it also has a good taste, or it's like a piece of wood, but the Torah asers it anyway? Ain begidim beno sein tam. So we'll see. We'll talk about that machlokas and whether it's a machlokas and metzias. How do you explain that machlokas? But anyway, v'chitema yesh begidim beno sein tam. And if you want to say, well, maybe the chiddush is as follows. Gidin have a taste. The yasi iser mukdashin. The chayla iser gid. Maybe the chiddush is iser chal al iser. It's asim yishum gid. Now if I eat the gid enough of a carbon, I get two others. Maybe that's the chiddush. Hai mukdashin noi begid mi boilei. So it shouldn't be that the iser of gid is also by hekdash. It should be the iser of hekdash is also by gid. It should be the opposite order, because which came first? Elok savar. Okay, so maybe this is the issue. Ein begid de menosin tam. Ubimukdashim iser gid ika iser mukdashim leka. So it must be gidin aren't, don't have tam, and the iser of gid, by mukdashim iser gid ika, and by a hektish, it only has the iser of gid and not iser of hektish. Why? Because if you don't get any hana, ein begid de menosin tam means it's still asim you should get an asha, but it's not me'ila, because you don't get any benefit. So therefore, that can't be, that wouldn't be, that could be how to explain it. Says the Gemara, V'savar tana didan ein begidim menosin tam. Is that really true though? The stam tana of this perek holds ein begidim menosin tam, and that's what we're suggesting the pshat of the Mishnah is. The Mishnah is saying is noi b'mugdashim, it is the only iser that applies to mugdashim, but not hektish. Right? Is that how you read the Mishnah? V'yatzna, but didn't we learn in the Mishnah later on? Yarech shenisbashel ba gid hanashe, a yarech that the gid hanashe is nisbashel in, right? It's cooked with its thigh, right? And that's mutter. So im yesh b'rav no sein tam ariza asura. If there's no sein tam of the gid into the yarech, then it's aser. So you see yesh b'gidim no sein tam stam mishnah. So elahacha, what must the mishnah be referring to when the mishnah says it applies to hektish bivlados kacha maskinan? Must be talking about a carbon that has a baby. Which carbon could have a baby? So any female. So Rashi here says, Behema shlamim sheyolda. Behema shlamim that had a baby. What about a chatas? Not for now. Bevlada shlam kacha maskinan. Viksavar noig b'shalil. And this line of the Mishnah is referring to, like Rabbi Yehuda, that like Rabbi Meir. As we see, noig b'shalil. Viksavar vladas kachim b'mea iman heim kadoshim. Right, and this Tan is holding that when does a vlad kodesh become sanctified? When it's formed, not when it's born. And therefore, the Isser of Gid and the Isser of Hektish are Baba Basachas. The Isser Gid, the Isser Mukdashim, Adi Adali Ka'asi. Right, and that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that it's not issues of Isser Chalal Isser, but it's the Isser Basa Achas. And we must as Mukbis La B'Shalil. But 1 second, how can you say that the Chiddush of that line of Mukdashim is talking about the Shalil? Well, I mean, Tadi Seifa Noig B'Shalil. The next line of the Mishnah, three lines later, talks about Shalil. Mechad Reish Alam B'Shalil Askinan. So the Gemara says, no, hachi kamar, davar zeh machlokas, to Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. The Mishnah says a line, and then says, by the way, this is really a machlokas. Right? Rabbi Yehuda would say that this works, but it's really a, Rabbi Meir would say it works, but really it's machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By Amin Matzis, Shem will continue next time in this parak of Gid Hanashah.